Avram Fried made these psukim famous. Ni bami aholchim, and then neilech. Binareinu neilech, bizkeinu neilech. Not exactly how the psukim go, but they are famous enough that we think about them more than some of the other psukim in our parsha. What is Paro asking? Mi vami haholchim. Haholchim means who is going, but really it's who will be going. It's not something that happens now. It's in a little bit of the future. And what's Moshe's answer? Binareinu vizkeinu neilech, binavaneinu vivnotenu vitzoneinu vkareinu neilech, kichag Hashem lanu. Why the repetition of neilech? Why can't you just say kulanu neilech? Wouldn't that be enough? And what is it when it says kichag Hashem lanu, where it says at the end, it's a party for all of us? The Kli Yakar offers a beautiful explanation where he suggests the following. He says that really what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying is we're all going. And Paro says to him, come on, let's level with me. Mi va mi haholchim. Who normally goes to these things? It's only just men that go to a party like this. So what is it that you're really suggesting? It's a scam, Moshe. There's no way that everybody is going. And says Moshe Rabbeinu, no. We're not like everybody else. But when we go, binareinu vizkeinu neilech, everybody goes, young and old. The children, tzoneinu v'kareinu, all of our animals, kichag Hashem lanu. It's a party for all of us. Yes, it's true that strictly speaking, in terms of who's going to be doing it, it's just the men. But in a true Jewish celebration, it's chag Hashem lanu. It's everybody has a part in it. The children, the young, the old, and everybody in between. Moshe Rabbeinu says that for it to be a true simcha, it would be impossible to do it unless everybody comes there. And that is truly a remarkable declaration that Moshe Rabbeinu says. And that's why I think perhaps you could add to the Kli Yakar, that's why he's saying neilech, it's in the future tense. Because for always, that's how it's going to be. Whether it's Hakel down the road, whether it's Shabbos as a family, whether it's the Chagim, we celebrate as a people, the Jewish people celebrate young and old, multi-generational children, and everybody have a role. Think about Hakel. You have the children there. Thousands, millions of people are coming. What is the purpose of bringing crying children? Because it's a spectacle to see. Once every few years, for everybody to see such an array of people being there, that is something that is truly remarkable, truly inspiring. And that was what Moshe Rabbeinu intended on doing. By doing it in such a way, he ensures the perpetuity of the Jewish people through the way they celebrate. And so he throws it back in Paro's face and says, Paro, you have one way of looking at it, but alas, that's not how we look at it as a Jewish people. Have a great day.